Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress, and of course, as usual, thank you so much for always tuning in. And I'm finally back in Madrid with my mic on my chair, on my desk, and I'm happy even I miss the Philippines. I am home and I am in peace. I feel like I am back in my beautiful, you know, sanctuary. It's my apartment. It's very small, but it's peaceful and I love it. So anyway, for today's episode, we are going to talk about how to care while giving less fucks in life. In today's fast-paced world, it is so easy to become overwhelmed by the constant, you know, information and expectations from people as well. I'm just going to give a very simple example. So there's this guy I met like 4 months ago on Bumble, and the conversation was okay, but he canceled on me 2 times. And I've learned from my past mistakes, when people cancel on you, that's already the answer. Like, they are not really that much interested. So I stopped talking to him. Then I went back to the Philippines. He tried to reply to my stories and text me once in a while on WhatsApp, but I never responded. I was like, I think this guy is not worth my time. So he's been texting me like since last week. He was like, I see you in the Philippines and I don't think you're coming back in Madrid. So I never responded. Then I just arrived back here. Then he texted me again after seeing my story when I posted, oh, back in my hood, blah, blah, blah. So he... Then I responded. I was like, yeah, I live here. Like, hello, right? So he was like, I'm so sorry. I really, like, want to see you. I was like, okay, fine. So we were supposed to meet yesterday, but I was suffering from very, very bad cough and cold, so I wasn't able to see him. Then today, we were not able to see each other again. And I texted him. I was like, I'm just going to give you one more chance. So that was me showing interest, but also putting boundaries that I'm not gonna give you another chance after this because I don't want to tolerate this, right? But I think, you know, I think what people forget most of the time is caring is different from obsessing and having, you know, like trying to control things. Those two things are absolutely different. You can show that you care about people, but also set boundaries. That's how I am. Like, I tell people, I will help you, but this is the first and last time. You have to learn from this. That's how I am in the office. I don't let people abuse me, but there are some people, they just never learn. Those people are exceptions. But, you know, in general, we can care about people. I think this was one of the major lessons I've learned from my therapist as well. And I also talked about this on my TikTok, that I've started to reject clients. I tell them I really appreciate their business, but I do not appreciate like them, you know, disrespecting me or our employees. So you show that you cared for them or you value them, or if in present moment you care and value them, but there's a boundary that they're crossing. I think it's very important to tell people, like, this guy, I texted him, this is my schedule before I fly to Africa, and I'm giving you this chance. So it's that was me showing care. But it also, like, gave a message that I'm also, like, creating a very, very clear boundary that this is your last chance. If you don't take it, I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you ever again, because I'm not going to waste my time, right? And I am not going to tolerate these people flaking on me all the time. Because once I give them the message that it is okay to cancel on me, they will do that again and again. And I'm not going to tolerate that kind of behavior, right? So I think prioritizing what truly matters in our lives is very important. Like, if we are not interested in someone, just tell them, right? Focus on the relationships that we want to value is the second one. Even in relationships that we value, it's very important to show them that we care, but also create our boundaries. Then I think the sum up of overall is personal growth and happiness. When we learn to create boundaries after telling people that we love them, we care about them, I think that's the best practice of self-care. By setting boundaries and saying no when necessary, embracing imperfections and letting go of all the unnecessary worries. I think when we care less about how people will react to our boundaries, I think that's when we actually really start caring about our mental health, our self-growth, and self-care overall. Because we start to realize that it is a very, very fulfilling and peaceful reaction or a feeling when we learn how to set boundaries while still caring about people that we love, we meet, or we work with. I think that this is one skill that everybody needs to learn. Another scenario I'm just going to give. So I always make a flower delivery for my mom every time I am back here in Madrid. And I've got to establish a very good relationship with people who deliver the flowers. But lately, they've been, like, flooding me with messages like, hello, are you going to deliver? Hello, are you going to pay it? And I was like, I texted them like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I've been transiting. I've been settling in after being away for 3 months. This is not necessary for someone to flood me on a Sunday if I've made the payment, because that's stepping on my boundaries. I think this is also one of the bad things in Filipino culture. People don't observe the weekends. They feel like it is okay to text people on the weekends. You know, Saturday, okay, fine. But Sundays, like, we need to learn how to take breaks and let other people take breaks as well. I think this is also one thing I'm learning more and more, that it is not okay to text my employees. So every time I need to text them, I always, you know, try to apologize that I am sorry. This is not right that I'm texting you, but I really appreciate you, you know, taking the time to read this, but you can reply tomorrow. So I think that's a very, 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 very peaceful boundary to create, even within yourselves. Like, you don't have to work, especially if you're working for someone else. Take a break. You are not the owner of the company. Like, in my case, I am the owner. So it is okay for me to work and exhaust myself. But if you are just working for someone else, take a break. I always tell that even to my employees, take a break. Create boundaries. I think this is one of the strongest message that I want to deliver this year. Create your boundaries. Por favor, please. That's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Life in Progress, and I'll see you on the next one. Oh my God, my birthday is coming and I'm flying to Africa. So please also don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Life in Progress PH. Adios. Ciao. This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.